our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're special.
Why is this episode special?
Because we're special.
Oh, I thought it, but you said it was very special, and we're on every episode?
You're very special.
Okay, but we're on every episode, so I'm not really understanding what sets this one apart.
Very special.
What's very special about it?
Because you're in it.
I'm in it. Ooh, to recap what I've just mentioned, I am in every episode.
Okay.
I think I've been in every episode.
Do we want to do our news first?
I think I've been in more episodes than you have.
No. Oh. I have some without you.
Really? That we've released?
Yeah.
When?
It was a bonus episode when I was in Sioux Falls.
But I did one without you, middle of the week without you.
So I think we're even. I'll just have to do another one right after this one.
I know you recorded one with Gully, but it didn't get released.
Yeah, there you go. That's a lost episode.
No, it's not lost. It was going to be a different podcast, and then it didn't happen. Mm. What news do we have? You made it sound like there was...
There's so much news. So many things happened this week.
You made it sound like there
was
some news.
So many things happened.
What happened this week?
Okay, we'll start with what happened on Tuesday.
You should move a little closer to the mic.
Okay, so what happened on Tuesday?
I don't know what happened on Tuesday.
Tuesday was, what did we do? I don't think we did anything. When did we do something?
Oh, are we recapping the week?
Yeah.
Oh, God, every day? Yeah. I thought maybe we'd just hit the highlights.
Okay, I had some job interviews.
You had some job interviews that went...
Today's went really well, though.
Yeah, you did have one today. So we were talking about how... you and I were talking, I don't think on the podcast, about how, like, I was hoping you'd get a higher paying job, and there was, like, a supervisor job or a manager job or whatever that I thought was higher paying, but it turns out they're only paying, like, minimum wage.
Yeah.
Which means, what would the people underneath you be getting
paid? No, it's like a dollar more than minimum wage.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. For, like, that size company, I think that was minimum wage.
Yeah, it was pretty
bad. I don't really understand.
I was like, not at all... it's not ever anything I wanted to do.
Yeah, it didn't seem interesting.
But the one today I am uniquely qualified for.
You are uniquely qualified for it. And it is minimum wage, which I'm a little upset about. But
if I can prove what I can do, I'm confident that I'd be able to do something different in the near future.
I don't know how much room for advancement there is, though. Well, there's not a lot of
not much advancement, but like doing something different and like doing more things within the company to show that...
Company's a strong word.
It's a company.
I know, technically, they have a lot of... Company's a strong word.
They do a lot of stuff. Anyway, I have that. I'm going in for a working interview on Thursday.
Yeah. Note to podcast listeners, in the United States, I think it's a federal thing, you have to get paid for a working interview. Mm-hmm. So if you go in for an interview and they make you work at all, you need to get paid for that.
Yeah.
And you should set that up ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like before you do it.
Yeah. Okay. So, we have a snack. Oh, well, let's talk about the other things we
did. Let's not jump. We're not going to jump around today.
We're not going to.
We have a new listener, tried out the podcast. Uh-huh. Had some feedback that we jump around a lot, which we knew.
We do. I get excited. I have so many things to talk about.
Okay, so you had job interviews.
I started streaming on Twitch.
You did start streaming on Twitch. And I don't know how to feel about that, because most of the time it sounds like you're a madman talking to yourself.
Right, but there's people typing at me.
I know, but I can't hear that at all. Right, I can't see or hear it. So any other room of the apartment, it just sounds like
sometimes nobody's watching and I'm talking to myself.
Please don't talk when no one's watching. That's really weird. That's how people go crazy.
Well, I'm not like talking to anyone. I'm like explaining what's happening.
Okay, but to who?
To anybody. Like, because if someone shows up, like 15 seconds later is when they're
going to hear
me. I
know you're glancing back every 15 seconds to find out if someone's there. Just, I promise you that it's going to be okay. Please don't talk to yourself. It's weird. It's weird.
But what if somebody just has it on in the background and they're not like really paying attention?
Then,
I guess that's what I, when I talk to you anyway.
Okay. What else did we do last week?
We went to the farmer's market on Sunday.
We did. Well, let's back up a little bit.
Let's back up.
Saturday was the Fremont Solstice Festival.
Oh, yeah, the parade.
And there's a parade and a festival, which consists of like a craft fair and some music and a parade. Mm-hmm. The parade starts out with hundreds of people riding by naked on bicycles with body paint.
Yeah, they were real
Most
naked.
Most of them have body paint.
So real naked.
A lot of naked, and they rode by multiple times, which I'm not really sure why they did that.
Because they,
it was
they
like
keep
literally
riding around until the
40 minutes of people
right,
riding.
Right,
cuz
they're
past.
Waiting for the parade.
Yeah.
Like they ride ahead of the parade.
Why don't they just ride early then? Like the parade people should be ready to go.
Well, they
just
are.
Make the parade people be ready to go at 3:30
They are.
Than...
But it takes a while to get to where we were. They started like
No, that parade had not started yet. The bike riders stopped before the parade started because there was like a 5 or 10 minute lull between when they stopped riding and the parade started. All I know is that it was an obnoxiously long time of naked people. I was fine with it at first, but it got old.
It just got old.
Got a little old, but I kind of want to do it next year.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool. Mm-hmm. But then I saw two of my coworkers there, and it made me rethink whether I want to do it next year.
Like,
it's like, oh, people might know me.
Yeah, you'll know you.
I'd probably only go topless. I'd probably wear underwear. Like for your first year, you can't go full. Yeah, you can't go full on naked.
And riding a bike naked is weird.
It's not. It's like, uncomfortable.
Because there's like bits that touch your bicycle seat.
Yeah, there were some people that were riding rental bikes,
yeah,
which
that's
I thought
not...
wasn't particularly.
That's
interesting.
That's
choice.
Minorly unacceptable.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get my coffee. Hold on.
Okay, get your coffee.
I have to.
So there was a craft fair, like I mentioned before, and we walked through the whole thing, and we bought two art prints. One is of a lady.
I forgot
real,
about that.
She looks real celestial and cool.
Yeah.
I forgot the artist's name. And it's not signed, surprisingly. Or if it is, I can't tell.
You have her card.
Yeah, her card's not in the room, though.
And then I got one. It's like a robot Totoro face close-up.
Yeah, it's super cute. So we gotta hang those up.
I like that guy.
They're small
cool.
prints. They're only like 8x10 or whatever. But.
And then he does a whole, like, the guy, his name is Vikram something.
Yeah, it was Vikram something.
I don't remember his last name, but whatever.
I don't remember
either. But he was cool, and he had a book that was all little cute things, drinking coffee.
You know what? How about this? We will link to these artists' websites in the podcast description.
Yeah, okay.
So
if you're
listening to this through like iTunes, there's not really a good way to make a hyperlink through there, so you kind of have to copy and paste or just remember it. But
or go to our Facebook page.
Or go to our Facebook page. It'll be on there too.
It's our Facebook
or the
page
actual
podcast.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/ahapodcast, but the actual podcast website will have the link, too.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
If you want to go to ahapodcast.com, it'll be there.
Yep.
Assuming I remember to put it in. Because
yeah.
I have before mentioned some stuff that I forgot to do.
It. Oh, I'm supposed to tweet my dice.
You're supposed to tweet what dice?
My dice, my six dice that I have.
Oh, your giant dice?
It's a secret.
Oh. Well, you can tweet
well,
it before the podcast comes out. How's that?
I guess I can do that.
Sunday, we went to a farmer's market. I got sunburned because I was outside long
enough
to get
sunburned.
You also
got 2 pounds of Rainier cherries.
I also got 2 pounds of Rainier cherries, 1 pound of which I ate for lunch today. Which seems like maybe...
You took all the good ones.
Maybe it was a... I just grabbed. Yeah. Maybe
they're
it was a questionable decision to eat a pound of cherries for
some
lunch.
Some cherries.
Yeah. I'll probably pay for it later. Mm. I haven't paid for it yet.
I'll be pooping out cherries real hard. I don't know why...
Move your chair in.
Where do you want it? You can hear me.
The worst.
They can hear me. Why?
No, you know who's the worst? Everyone on every TV show.
Everyone on every TV
Speaking
show.
Speaking of TV shows, and a segue, we recently got a free trial to CISO, which is like an online, if you haven't heard about it, it's like an online channel. We're not getting paid for this, by the way. We have a free trial, and then it's available through Amazon, and I think just through their own website. It's like $3 a month.
Yeah,
it's
$4
super
a month.
Cheap. Whatever.
But it's good comedy shows.
But yeah, there's a couple of shows that we've been watching so far. One is Hidden America with Jonah Ray, where he goes to real places and talks like fake stories about real places. It's like a fake travel show. That's pretty cool. And then today we've been watching Bajillion Dollar Properties, which is like a fake real estate
competition show?
Like reality show. Here's the thing about your chair. You move it closer to the microphone and then you lean back more for some reason.
Yeah, but they can still hear me.
I don't understand why. Yeah, but I don't like when my voice is so much louder than yours on the podcast. It drives me crazy.
Well, then move backwards.
No, you move closer.
My voice is perfect.
Not if you're like, sometimes you like to whisper and then nobody can hear you.
Hold on, I'll get real close and do the whisper.
Yeah, do the whisper real close thing.
We're on a podcast and it's don't move the chair. She pulled the chair out from under me when I was whispering.
No, I'm trying to pull the chair closer. Trying to cheat. Yeah, today you had a job interview. I went to work. Mm-hmm. Normal days. I had to do one thing today, and then you
did. I did it.
You did it really late.
But I did.
We had pierogies.
I did. We did pierogies and shallots.
Yesterday at the farmer's market, we also bought shallots.
Yeah, fresh ones from out the ground.
For like super cheap. It was like $2.50 for a bunch of shallots. Because they were like, If you go at the end of the day, because the market ends at 3, and we were there at like 2:15, the one stand, I don't think it was all the stands, no, but the one stand, like everything was half off.
They're like, take all our shit, because it's going to go bad in a week.
Yeah, if they don't sell it, then it's just going to go bad.
There's like 3 or 4 farmers markets in town, though.
And oh, plus, there's way more than 3 or 4 farmers markets in
town.
Well,
nearby us.
Nearby us, there's one Saturday, one Sunday, and one Wednesday.
Yeah, so... we're set if we need vegetables.
Yeah, the Saturday one was canceled this week because it's Fremont, so it was canceled in favor of
the festival.
The Sunday one is in Ballard, and then the Wednesday one is in Wallingford.
That's us.
I think it's Wednesday night.
Okay.
But I'm not sure.
We can go check it out, wherever it's supposed to be.
Yeah. There's also a Thursday one in South Lake Union where I work.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's
so,
pretty great.
So, speaking of snacks...
We're all about the segues today.
Nobody mentioned snacks, though. That's the joke.
No. Well, we were talking about food.
We were talking about food.
It kind of was.
So I went to... One of my interviews was in a mall, the biggest mall in the Pacific Northwest. And they had a Japan store where they just sold all the Japan things.
I don't think
things.
It was called the Japan store.
It was called, like, Daito or something like that.
Yeah, it's probably...
But it was all Japanese goods. It's, like, Japanese goods for Japanese people. Like, if you're Japanese, that's where you shop because you're used to all the things that are there.
Yeah. There's a lot of, it seems like, decent, like, Asian-y markets around here.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Daiso.
My apologies for all the coughing that I'm doing.
Yeah, you better be apologizing. So we have, I got 3 different candies. A big bag of them was like $1.50 for each one. So I got 3 different ones. We got one that was grape candy, which we expected to be grape flavored, and we already had that one.
It tastes like grape, if you've ever had Zots, it tastes like grape flavored Zots.
But without the stuff.
I have a question.
Okay.
Did you change your microphone settings to stream?
Yes.
Okay.
I turned this knob on it.
Yeah, so does that go to a different setting?
I don't know.
Because that's why we're so quiet today.
Are we quiet? Should I turn it back?
No, not mid-podcast.
Okay.
Because I can't level that out.
Okay.
Just be aware of that, because we should probably be sitting closer.
You think we're quiet?
Which is what I've been trying to tell you the whole time. Yeah, we are quiet. I can see it on the leveler.
Oh.
Like, you see how small those bars are? That's quiet.
Oh, that's the worst thing that ever happened.
Well, no, it just
makes
it... I've been trying to tell you that the entire time.
Why don't we just move closer? No, I just thought of it.
Oh, my God. It doesn't work.
I just thought of it.
No, but the thing about having a podcast that's, like, too quiet or whatever is that people have to, like, turn up their volume in their headphones, and then the next thing that comes on is super loud. I don't want that.
You don't
want
to be that guy.
I don't want to be that guy.
So our second candy that we got was almond milk candy, which kind of just tastes like toasted almonds.
Yeah, it tastes like toasted, like, creamy... toasted almonds.
Yeah, it didn't taste like almond milk.
I didn't think it tasted like almond
but
milk.
Now,
but to be fair, I don't think I've ever had unsweetened almond milk. So maybe it does taste like
there
that.
There you go. But our really third one milk. We saved especially for the podcast because it's a very special candy.
Hold on. Let me see if I can read it in Japanese. I can't. But
yeah,
I bet the name
Japanese.
Of the store was Daiso.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Ingredients.
Okay, here's the ingredients.
Sugar.
Okay, I'm on board.
Syrup.
Okay.
Parentheses, corn, potato, sweet potato.
Okay.
Those are the syrups.
Potato syrup. I'm for
Here's where things start to stray. Salt.
Yeah, that's the third ingredient.
Concentrated tomato.
Yeah, okay.
Acidulant. Tomato flavor and vegetable juice. Folks, these are salt tomato candy.
Salt tomato candy. We salt were saving tomato. It. It's a very should I get like a bucket to spit it out in? If
oh,
we
no.
It?
We're going to, we gotta
get all in.
We got to commit to this.
All right. So the little packages have
it
little Japanese
It can't
writings.
Possibly be as bad as the durian candy was.
Oh, the durian
There's no
candy.
Way.
Oh,
like, it's not physically possible for it to be that all bad.
All right. I'm going to open it up. Oh, it
Maybe
looks
this
cute.
Tastes delicious.
It smells okay.
It looks like the grape one.
Kind of smells like...
It smells like tomato.
All right, let's try it. That's actually good.
You like tomatoes, so...
I really like this.
Yeah, because you like tomatoes. It's like, I'll eat tomatoes and stuff. Like, I don't like to eat a tomato, but...
It tastes like a that's
it
really
honestly
good.
Just tastes like a tomato.
That's awesome.
It's probably because of all the tomato ingredients in it. And also tomato flavoring.
I mean,
flavoring.
We read the ingredients and it said tomatoes.
But it's not like other flavored things, like watermelon flavored things doesn't taste anything like watermelon.
No,
even that grape candy doesn't really taste like
this
grape.
Tastes like a sweet tomato.
This honestly tastes like you took a bite out of it, like you're drinking tomato juice. Mm,
that's awesome. I was expecting to be totally disgusted by it, but I'm
yeah,
not.
Yeah, me too. What? It's a little weird.
It's a little weird because it's like hard candy that's a tomato, but I'm for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a meal replacement.
Mm-hmm.
This is like what I would expect a Wonka meal to taste like.
Yeah, tomato soup.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like tomato soup candy.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's what it is.
It's a little, it tastes a little more like tomato juice than tomato. It doesn't have like the cooked flavor of a tomato soup.
We should get grilled cheese candy next.
Grilled cheese candy.
I don't know if I'd like
That's
grilled
not
cheese
a thing.
Candy. I mean, Japan might have it.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, they also had like canned coffee. That was awesome.
That's actually pretty common around here, like canned and bottled coffee.
No, but I mean Japan. It was Japan canned coffee.
Well, what I'm saying is that Seattle has a lot of like cold brew coffee in bottles and cans.
Yeah, we had that. I think we talked about the dry soda last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. But we're trying all kinds of new food here, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. We did a bit of budget looking last night, because I think each of us independently thought the other one was paying attention to our money, and that wasn't the case at all. And we found out that we've spent so much money on restaurants, you guys. Beware if you move to a new city. You want to try all the food, but you're going to end up spending like $50 a day on food.
Yeah, don't
and
do that.
And that is too much money
that's
for two people.
That's too much money.
So we're cutting back. So if you have any recipe suggestions, nobody ever tweets at us or comments or anything, but like maybe be the change you want to see in the world.
Be the good.
Okay, I'm getting a little tired of this tomato candy.
You getting tired of it?
Yeah, I don't like tomato-flavored stuff.
Well, then spit it out.
I've done so.
Put it in me.
That's what she said. She said, put it in me.
Oh, two of them's too much at once.
Let's talk about a different news thing that has happened. Magic news.
Oh, yeah. They announced that Emrakul was the baddie in the new set.
Like everybody already knew, so
yeah, I was pretty sure it was Emrakul right away.
It was like an anti-announcement. I'm thinking maybe there's some nuance though. Maybe there's something else going on other than just Emrakul. Oh, did you give up on it?
I'm over it.
It's really strong, honestly.
Oh god.
Like it's
the worst thing I've ever had.
Honestly, it tastes good for a while, but
then you get sick of it.
And you get sick of it before the candy's over.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm trying to think of what we could use it for. Like, melt it into something or something. You know, there's got to be something you could, like... If we were beer drinkers, we'd, like, put it in there.
Oh, yeah, put it in a beer bottle or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tomato beer, people like that.
You give me a La Croix.
I was just getting my water.
I didn't ask what you were getting for you.
What flavor do you want?
Whatever you won't drink. I don't care. I had Barry at work today. They bought it today, and it was gone when I left. And there were only like four people in the office. I don't know what happened.
Y'all drink a lot, like
yeah. We're putting it on the like an on-call rotation for whose turn it is to buy it.
Buy the La Croix.
It's kind of nuts.
You guys.
But anyway, we were talking about magic news.
You're bonding with your La Croix.
Yeah.
So there was three cards spoiled. On the first one was
there
Emrakul.
Was only three.
Yeah, three cards spoiled.
You made it sound like there was a lot more art than that.
Oh, there was a lot of art, but not at the cards.
Oh, just. What?
They didn't show the cards. They just showed the art.
Oh, just the
like
art
in
for
the magic
the
story.
Gotcha.
They showed the art of like Bruna and Gisella getting mixed together.
Yeah, that's some freaky shit. That's real freaky.
Yeah, it looks like Junji Ito.
Yeah. I think I've traditionally had some trouble looking at the Eldrazi sets, and
These
I don't
worse.
Think this is going to be any
this
different.
This is much, much worse.
I don't know. Because I what I didn't like before was all the eyeballs and all the arms. Are there a lot of eyeballs and arms now?
Hold on, let me pull it up for you.
Okay. Pull up the... Is it, if it's not eyeballs and arms, I might actually be okay. Like, I know that it, you think it's worse, but there's some things I can handle that are scary looking that are not... As long as they're not
this
eyeballs and arms.
Much worse.
No, I disagree.
No, it's just like, all like...
I don't mind things growing out of people or whatever. Like, that doesn't bother me as much as eyeballs and arms. Yeah, that's pretty freakish.
Yeah.
It looks like... I guess the red-blue color scheme is a very Eldrazi thing.
Mm-hmm. But this story is weird as shit, too.
Yeah.
It's all about
I guess I should probably, like, start paying attention to the... I've been listening to the stories.
Yeah, the magic story on the Unspoken Realms.
But I've only been half listening. Uh-huh. You know, I haven't been, like, dedicating my full attention to it, so maybe
well,
I'll have
the
to.
Last couple were just, like, olds for the Eternal Masters.
Right, but even before that, for some reason I just tuned that guy out.
Yeah.
Like, his voice, I just tune out. I can't
and
explain
then there
it.
There was things.
Should we recommend some podcasts?
Sure.
I want to recommend Alice Isn't Dead.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I know
really
a lot of people
podcast.
Have already been listening to it because they listen to Night Vale.
Yeah, I don't listen to Night Vale, but I really like Alice Isn't Dead.
It's just a story.
I find it a little bit more consumable than Night Vale.
Yeah. Well, because you got in at the beginning.
I did get in at the beginning.
Yeah.
But also because the episodes are shorter. Way shorter.
Yeah, like 20, 22 minutes.
Yeah, and that's with like the stuff at the beginning and the stuff at the end.
And
the episode itself is like
15. And the dumb chicken cross the road every time.
Yeah, that's getting a little annoying.
It's getting old.
I should tell you a thing. Oh, we were going to recommend podcasts. I'm sorry. We're not all over the place today. Not. You have been listening to some podcasts that you like.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Oh, Lost in Order?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us about what happened with Lost in Order?
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't think that made it on last week's podcast.
Okay, so I was listening to the Lost in Order podcast, and they were having...
So, to be clear, this is Lost in Order.
Yeah.
Podcast about chronologically Lost, which is Lost... All the episodes of Lost and clips
re-edited, so they're in actual chronological order of real time. Not,
like, not the timelines of the people, but the real chronological, like, yeah. 1970, 1971, that sort of thing.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of flashbacks, and there's some time travel, and flash
yeah.
forwards, and flash sideways in Lost. It's a great show. If you haven't seen Lost, watch all of it.
Yeah, you cannot watch chronologically Lost without having seen Lost
yeah.
first. It will not make any sense. Because they don't introduce characters. Because it's expected you already know
I think, yeah,
that.
Chronologically Lost is the most niche of Lost podcasts. Because you have to have seen all of Lost and are willing to watch it again in
yeah.
chronological order.
Yeah.
Because
But
you
it's
will,
really cool to
it
watch
is,
it in
Because there's certain
order.
Things that you're like, oh shit, that seems so... I didn't
yeah.
realize that they were that close together in time. Or...
And then, yeah, because the whole time they're on the island's like 100 days. That's
yeah.
nothing. That's no time at all.
I mean, it's
all.
A big chunk of chronologically Lost as them
yeah.
being on the island, but that's not all of it.
No, but at the same time, like, the whole time they're on the island is 100... Well, and then
yeah.
there's like some three-year stuff.
Three months and 10 days, and then...
And then a few years.
And then 3 years in between, then they went
but,
back, but...
But, I mean, we've been in Seattle for over a month, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've been in Seattle, like, a third of the time they were on the island.
Yep. Like
and we've accomplished nothing compared to them. In 2 days, what's-his-face, like, gets off the island, comes back, betrays everybody, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, it was like a month.
No. Really?
Yeah. Because he left on day 40-something.
Okay.
And then he came back on, like, day 90.
Okay.
So it was like a month and a half that
Maybe
he was
you
gone.
Say so. No, I believe you.
It seemed like it was, but
it
the,
seemed really quick.
But the time between Penny showing up there and her
and
talking
her,
to Charlie,
yeah, and then like her, like hearing a distress signal to come is like a day.
Well, no.
No, it was like two. But
it was
still.
Like 2 weeks. Two
it
weeks,
crazy.
And then she's in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, it was all.
It was a little off.
But anyway, chronologically, Lost is really cool. And the Lost in Order podcast is a commentary on that.
Mm-hmm.
So they just talk about every chronologically
yeah,
Lost
it's
episode.
It's two podcasters that were, when Lost was on, they were podcasting while it was on. And they were on different podcasts, but they got together and do this one now about chronologically Lost. And I like it. I liked it. It's still going on. They're on like episode 77 out of, I think there's 90, 91.
I don't know. I thought it had finished.
Mm.
And then a thing happened. And then I was like, oh, it's still live.
And they just had episode 75 and they had a contest to win a... Claire bobblehead from the like
Claire with her squirrel baby bobblehead.
Yeah, squirrel baby like wild Claire from season six.
Guess who won, you guys?
And I won it.
Adam won it.
So they sent it to me, and they sent a little card that said, Namaste and good luck.
We just got it today, and it doesn't look anything like Claire, but it is still fantastic.
And the squirrel baby's awesome.
It looks a little more like Sawyer than it does Claire. but they didn't design it. It's not their fault.
Yeah, but that was pretty
I
awesome.
Guess it's like a Comic-Con exclusive or something. But yeah, that's cool. I've never won anything off a podcast before.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you folks would like to win something on our podcast, we have an item.
Yeah, we totally... What do we have?
We have Firefly money.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do.
Where did we put it?
We have a bill. I don't know where it went. It probably
it's
got thrown away.
I have it.
We have a bill from Firefly. Like a Firefly money. Like, obviously, it's fake because Firefly's not real.
It's 100. 100 space bucks.
100 whatever it is.
But I think
it's
they're
a
credits.
Little wrinkly.
Unification dollars.
It's a little wrinkly. I don't know what happened to it, but... If you want it, we will mail it to you. You just have to tweet at us, comment on the Facebook page, comment on the actual podcast website. There's a comment section. Email us if you feel like you have to, like if you're afraid to talk about it in public. Like literally, as long as we get one entry,
you win. But if there's more than one, we'll have to do a drawing, and that'll be fun.
Yeah. So we encourage you.
So it's 100 space bucks. That you can use in space in any other planet.
Yeah. Other podcasts I've been listening to, Redundant Lives of Alex and Marcus, has not been updating as much as I would love.
Maybe they're...
They're really great.
Maybe they're not redundant anymore.
Well, we know one of them isn't. Spoiler. Real life spoiler.
Ruined it.
Ruined it. You no, just, it's a good podcast.
You can't just spoil the whole thing.
Yeah, well, sometimes maybe you can. but my understanding is that they live kind of far away from each other, so it makes sense that... They wouldn't have a podcast as often as you want.
I don't know where my phone is because I have a list of all my podcasts on my phone.
Oh. You've been listening to Hour of Goon a lot.
Oh, I love the Hour of Goon. It's Jory
White. I don't
White.
Get it. It's not my kind of thing.
You don't get it?
No. I don't understand it.
That's okay. All right. Podcast.
We can't always like all the same things. Now, you don't have to recommend every podcast.
I know. I'm just trying
to
find the good ones. Unspoken Realms. Oh, Harmontown. I've always liked.
Yeah, Harmontown's kind of on a downhill slide.
I'm still.
It is not. It's
limited resources. If you're a Magic player and you want to play draft at all, limited resources is very good.
Side note: this is what I was going to mention earlier, but now it's relevant. I found out that one of my coworkers is a nerd. One of my new ones.
Yeah.
She had a mimic dice bag at her desk today.
Yeah.
She says dice in it. She's like, just in case there's a D&D game, like a pickup D&D game, I need to join.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was telling me. How she started playing Magic in the last couple years because her boyfriend plays it, and her boyfriend works at some Meeple game place.
Mm.
And I was just like...
Meeples is in West Seattle.
Yeah. And I was just like, right on.
I know that because they were selling boxes of Eternal Masters at retail place.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And I told her that we should play Magic sometime, and I asked her if she had a deck, and she's like, yeah, and I was like, do you know what format? And she's like, well, I know it's not EDH, but I don't know what it is. And I was like, that's okay.
That's fine.
It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have Tiny Leaders decks?
We do. I have 3 Tiny Leaders
decks.
Okay,
because I was thinking maybe I could bring Tiny Leaders decks and teach you how to play Tiny Leaders. Because it's just Commander Light.
Yeah. But, well, yeah.
It is.
It's more competitive.
Yeah,
but you know,
Commander's boring.
It doesn't have to be.
Commander's like a fun, collaborative, everybody plays their decks for
fun. Commander was made because it's more random.
Yeah.
Like, because there's 100 cards that you can get.
Yeah.
So the same thing doesn't happen every game. But Tiny Leaders decks are made to be focused.
They're a little more competitive, yeah.
Yeah, more competitive.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's all right.
But she's probably just as good at Magic as I am. So.
There you go.
So that one time I won a draft somehow. Remember that?
Yeah.
When I won a draft
somehow?
Yeah,
because you're good at Magic.
No,
and
I'm
you
not
just
good
don't
at Magic. I'm not good at anything. Have you ever met me?
I don't even want to get into
it. Remember when we ate salt tomato candy?
I do.
It was good for like a minute.
And then I got
That's
over
me. I'm good for like a minute. And anything.
Remember when you almost made day 2 in GP Las
Listen,
Vegas?
Listen, that was an accident. And you you built my deck. So I cannot take credit for that.
Yeah, but you played it.
Yeah, but you built it. Yeah, but... Yeah, about that.
I think you should go to Lady Planeswalker Society.
Yeah, I keep intending to, and then I forget to, and then I don't leave work till super late, like, any given day, so it's hard for me to prioritize that.
So tomorrow. That's
tomorrow.
It's on Tuesdays, right?
I know, but it's at, like, 6, isn't it?
But you can show up whenever.
I leave work at, like, 6.
Right, I'm
also,
just...
I don't even have, like, a deck or anything to bring.
I don't,
what am I going to do? Just go and be like, hi, I'm a person.
People bring extra decks. Like, if they're playing a game, if they're playing Commander, they're going to have three or four
Commander
decks. Okay, they'll have a different deck Just go talk to them, and maybe you don't like it because it's the people you played with. But
what, Magic?
Well, the whatever. I don't know. Maybe that format.
Well, it's not that I don't. No, I don't like. It's not because of the people I played with, because I've played with you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it because it's slow. Because there's generally a lot going on the board, and I can't process that much information or remember that much stuff. Okay. So that's the same reason I don't like big, rampy green decks, because I can't keep track of that much mana. I just can't. I don't have that much brain space for that sort of thing, so. That's all.
So you didn't like that deck, the commander deck I made for you with all the giant monsters in it?
Well, I don't have to keep track of 400 mana in that one, though. Like, you have a commander deck that's like, just make green mana.
No, it makes colorless mana.
Whatever. It makes a pile of mana, and I can't keep track.
I'm like, okay, I got 638 mana. I'm going to use 42 of it
exactly.
to do this.
I can't keep track of
these two green. It's just because of Crufix. He lets you store up your mana turn after turn.
We just took a drink at the same time. That's why there's a 2.5 second lull.
Just a lull. We both
had a lull. You could probably hear our fridge in the background.
A sip of our.
Or maybe you hear the cars going by outside because we have the windows open. Because it was actually gorgeous today.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 70 something and sunny.
I enjoyed the outsideness.
It was super nice.
I went for like an extra long walk.
Did you?
In Ballard.
Where'd you go?
Well, I got there early, of course, because I always do.
You always do.
I was like an hour early.
How long is the bus ride there? And what would your hours be, do you know?
9:30 to 6.
9:30 to 6? That's a long day. What days of the week?
Whatever days. Or they have a
I guess that's an 8 hour with a half hour lunch. That's not
that
they
bad. Have a different shift too, I don't remember what it was.
Well, 9:30 to 6 matches up with my hours pretty well. So that'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you get this job.
Me too.
I think you will.
I think I will too.
I'm confident. You have the perfect skill set for this
job. They even told me that, and they said nobody else has. I'm uniquely qualified to do this.
You really are.
Yeah. And I'm happy.
We'll talk
that.
More about it after it happens,
if it's
so
official.
That we don't jinx it.
Yeah.
Because that would be bad times. That would be bad times. What else do we want to talk about? We talked about CISO. We talked about Magic. We talked about.
Well,
what
I didn't mention all three of the cards that were spoiled.
Oh, you didn't.
Emrakul was one.
She is
the third Eldrazi Titan who, in the Battle for Zendikar block, which was the previous block before Innistrad, there were two of them. Ulamog and Kozilek, and they both got destroyed. I'm doing quotation marks.
Yeah,
because
they'll come back eventually.
They're probably destroyed, but they might not
They're gonna come back.
Yeah, because they got burned up.
Yeah.
But that's because, like, it's like...
How did they get burned up? I'm
it's
not
like,
really
remember
clear
Nightmare
on
Elm
happened.
Street Part 1?
Remember what?
Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1, when she fell asleep and she woke up while holding on to Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
And then he came out of the dream.
Oh, it was like that?
Yeah.
Okay. But where did they come
out? And then instead of him, like, catching on fire from, like, a lamp, they caught on fire from Chandra.
Okay, no, but, like, how did they do that part?
So,
I'm just really not clear on what happened.
There's ley lines or whatever to there, and Nyssa channeled all her mana, or channeled all the mana from the ley lines into Chandra, and Chandra used all the mana to do, like, a fireball for 80 million.
Okay. I get it. I don't buy that it's the end of the Eldrazi, but I feel like they probably just morphed into another plane.
I mean,
Ulamog
is indestructible, so...
Yeah. Like, I feel like they probably just, like, shifted away and nobody could tell.
But I think the theme... It was supposed to be, like, the first Nightmare on Elm Street where they pulled him out of the dream where he can be hurt.
Yeah. No, I get it. It's kind of but I get it.
But so the new one is, like, the Silver... The Heroes of Silver Surfer... And Emrakul's Galactus.
I know,
Galactus.
This is just like, it really is very Marvel.
So what happened was Nahiri's mad at Sorin because Sorin said to bring all the Eldrazi to Zendikar to trap them.
Mm-hmm.
And Zendikar was Nahiri's home plane. So she's like, fuck this guy. I'm bringing Emrakul here.
Yeah. Yep. That happened.
So Nahiri brought Emrakul to Innistrad. And Liliana's pissed.
Did she ask anybody first or she was just like, I'm done it.
She's like, I'm done it.
I'm done it.
She's like, screw you guys. Sorin's a jerk.
You proud of me, Dad.
That was a reference to the Smodcast.
That was a Smodcast. That was an early Smodcast,
I think they
too.
They do that.
They probably do, but that one was pretty early, I think.
With Paris Hilton.
It was Paris Hilton, all right.
All right. How much time are
we? Well, I don't know. 30-something.
30-something minutes.
We can do whatever. Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Like a real world topic, not just like a news?
I've been playing Stardew Valley like nobody's business.
Yeah, you said you were streaming.
Yeah, I was streaming Stardew Valley. I streamed Skyrim a little bit, but nobody cares.
Yeah,
because Skyrim's old
people
news.
People might care again once the new Skyrim comes out. Did you have the DLC for the old Skyrim?
Yeah.
Because you get the new Skyrim for free if you get the if you have the DLC for the old one.
Really?
Yeah. If you have the extended edition or the DLC or whatever, you get the new one for free.
Oh, that well, okay then.
Yeah.
I guess I could start a new game on Skyrim again.
Yeah, I
only just
don't did. Really under like I looked at an article today about what was new for the new one, and like better graphics. Okay.
Sure.
I mean, whatever.
It looked fine.
Yeah. It was better graphics. Mods on consoles.
Yeah, that's fine.
You can play it again. Like, it was
yeah,
just really...
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I
wasn't
have all the...
much.
I played it on PS4, but it was so buggy.
Yeah.
Or PS3.
Yeah, it was not really... It probably would have been better on PS4.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's best on PC.
Well, sure. But, I mean, if you have to play it on a console, a newer gen one's probably better. Yeah.
But, I mean, they made it with, like, controllers in mind, because it
did.
Works a lot
yeah.
better
the
with
menu,
a controller.
The native menu is terrible with a mouse and keyboard.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not set up correctly at all. So you have to mod that out immediately when you get the
yeah,
game.
Yeah, they have a different
yeah, there's a better a mod for it that works better, but
GUI. Is it pronounced like how you pronounce GIF?
I mean, yeah, or you could just say GUI.
Like cuz it's a GIF, right?
No, it's GIF.
So it's GUI.
Well, you set me up for that.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Were you trying to? Were
you,
you
didn't
the one who
say
said
it.
It.
You
said
didn't,
it.
I know.
No,
I said
why would
it.
I? Why would I say that? Why would I say Jewy?
You just did.
No, but why would I say anything like that? Why would I say a word like Jewy?
I don't know.
He wouldn't.
That's racist.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wouldn't say it.
But it's not because it's just saying a thing.
So there was this. There were some booths that we went to on Saturday at the street fair thing. One of which was we registered to vote, just like randomly out of nowhere. Actually, that's not strictly true. We gave our information to a bunch of strangers who we are trusting will register us to vote.
Sure. Oh, I just want to be clear before it's I'm part Jewish, so it's not racist.
Oh, that's okay.
But when you say
you
when
are not,
you
okay,
say
first
it, it's
off,
racist.
You're not part Jewish.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not. Because
yep.
your mom's not Jewish. You're
she
not
might,
Jewish.
I don't know what
you're
side it's
Jewish.
On.
It's maternal.
Yeah, I don't know what side my...
Okay. But what I'm saying
is
she's not Jewish, so
she might
you're not
be.
Jewish.
I don't
no,
know.
You're not. You're a white dude. I'm so sorry. So sorry to break it to
you. Did you see what it said?
Oh, your brother's historical DNA report
We're
that
brothers.
Said you're like 2%
no,
Ashkenazi Jew?
No, it said
Jew.
I'm 14% Ashkenazi Jew.
Okay, you're not Jewish, though.
That's like a 7.
You didn't even know that about yourself
I didn't.
And those DNA tests are not always accurate. It's
okay.
a guess.
But I'm gonna
it's
go with
best
it.
Best guess.
I'm going
yeah,
with
I know
it.
You're going with it, but I don't know if that's right. You're kind of disvaluing actual Jewish people's experience. You can't just decide you're Jewish.
I'm not just deciding. I'm doing using scientific facts.
Anyway, you distracted me from what I was saying. We went to the street fair, and there was this sex positivity booth thing where they were like, it's like a sex positivity club where you go and talk about sex positivity. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's cool. So I put my name down for the mailing list, and they sent an email out today that was like, this is what we do. You can visit this website for more. Membership is only $60. And I was like, Jesus Christ, $60. No, thank
you. I just want to, can I just like click the like button?
Yeah, or? I just wanted to learn. I didn't want to pay $60 to learn.
Yeah, they wanted to charge me to be in Mensa too.
It's
dicks.
Weird. Well, that's like a different. That's like a status thing.
Yeah.
This was like, and you could go to as many events as you want for $60. No, that's not true.
Though.
There was a limit on how many you could go to.
You
had to pay
allowed.
Another $40 for the all-you-can-eat go to as many events as you want.
They have food?
No. It was a metaphor.
Oh.
It's not good. Anyway, I'm not joining that because $60 is ridiculous. But yeah, so we registered to vote, which is exciting. We can vote whenever that's a thing, probably. We're actually going to need to have Washington State IDs by then, so we should probably get on that pretty soon.
We got to do
that. The problem with that is they're open on weekdays from, like, what, 8 to 5? And when do you think I work?
Just whenever you want.
No, it's right about that time. It's right about those times when I'm working or getting ready for work.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe if you get ready early, you can go do the thing and then go to work afterwards.
I think I'm
going
to have to take a half a day. My understanding is that the DMV here is a 3-hour process.
Sure,
so.
It probably is just because there's so many people.
Yeah. Now I don't have time for it this week, so it's gonna have to wait till next week.
Sure. I'll go with you.
Sure.
As long as
you don't have mail at this address yet, though, do you?
Yeah. I just got that.
That package doesn't count. You can't bring, like, a whole box with you and be like, I live here.
I'll just cut out the...
That's weird. You could just get mail here. Speaking of which, I think we need to tell... I think there's still, like, a bank or two that doesn't know we live here. Probably, like, the one for our auto loan doesn't know that we live here.
Mm.
I think you should probably tell the state of South Dakota that we live here.
Yeah.
They probably don't really care, but...
No, they don't. Anyway, yeah.
What else
that's,
we got? I was going to have, like, a serious discussion about a serious topic today.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about what's been in the news. Shooting people. Don't do it.
Mm.
How do you feel about gun control?
How do you feel about gun control?
No, that was a question I was asking you. How do you feel about gun control?
I was asking you. I feel that guns are, they don't know what they're doing because they're objects.
Yeah. So you should control who gets to have them, right?
Right. I don't think that, people that want to shoot other people should have guns.
I agree. I don't feel like... I think that guns should be similar to cars, right? Like, when you get a car, you have to pass, like, a written test. You have to pass, like, a driver's test, and you have to get it renewed every 4 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be the same way for guns. You should pass a written test and, like, a shooty test before you're allowed to have a gun. And even then, you're not allowed... Like, there's no reason to have an assault rifle. Nobody needs those. It's not like they're good for hunting.
It's good if you want to mow down a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not good for anything else. And I think we shouldn't let people have guns that are mow down a lot of people.
Mm.
That's what I feel like.
I feel like the... Like, when they made the Constitution...
Uh-huh.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. They were muskets then. It was like one shot per minute. Not really...
Like, you gotta work hard to reload a musket.
Yeah, you totally have the right to bear arms. You can bear muskets.
Yeah, everybody gets a musket.
I'm not that scared of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they try and shoot you.
They shoot you, they miss. You just go tackle them.
Yeah.
And their musket. And their
black powder
rifle.
I mean, they might hit you with it.
Yeah, well,
yeah, everybody can have black powder guns. That's fine. Because you don't need
them. Because they're wildly inaccurate and really hard to shoot.
Yeah.
And take forever to reload.
Yeah, everybody can have those. That's fine. You can give those to babies. They don't know how to load them.
They don't.
Yeah.
You're never going to have another baby shooting a baby.
Yeah.
Because that happens sometimes. Babies shoot other babies.
Yeah.
But that was never going to happen.
Remember when that...
Black powder muskets for all.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
I'm
my campaign.
And you
slogan.
Go... And that's... I think hunting with a black powder musket is so much more of a sport.
It is.
Because... They're like a bow and... Like, it's a bow and arrow, you know? Like, you have to have skill with it. You have to be better.
You know what? You still have to... You still have to have skill to shoot, to hunt with a rifle.
Well,
though.
Sure.
I'll give it that.
Sure.
You don't need an assault rifle. You don't need something that can shoot one round
you need
per
to,
second.
Yeah. But you need to need that. You need to be able to, like, learn how to load it correctly. There's a lot of steps you need to do to have a black powder gun that you don't need, like, with...
For anything else.
For any, just, like, a handgun or anything like that.
I do think we'd still need shotguns, though. Because there are some animals, like ducks and stuff, that are really hard to kill with, like, a musket.
With, like, a one bullet.
You gotta have a bit of a spray.
Oh, well, you just put, like, dump some
shot in there?
Yeah,
instead
of a slug.
I guess it becomes a shotgun. Yeah. See? Multi-purpose, too.
Yeah.
Black powder is really the answer, you guys.
Yeah, we figured it out.
We figured it out. Good job.
Yeah. Now all we have to do is stop getting, like, the NRA to pay off senators and stuff.
Yeah, well, they haven't paid off any of our senators. I looked up who our representative is. In Congress, he is a Democrat. He is not paid off by the NRA. We have two female senators in Washington, which is very exciting. Neither one of them paid by the NRA. Both Democrats. Very, very exciting.
I don't know
it's
about
a good
Democrats,
place to live.
But I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it means
are
that...
Are they the good guys or the bad guys?
Well, I mean, it's all relative, right? But it generally means that they don't hate women and they think that people should help each other.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But shouldn't people help themselves?
Yeah, people should really help each other, too.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, help yourself as much as you can, but there's only... Like, there's a certain point where you can't help yourself anymore, and you need someone else's help, too.
That's true.
Right? We should be helping the people who need our help.
So, I like the idea of having, like, a public library.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, public libraries?
Yeah, because that helps people, right?
That's helping people. Yeah. That's people helping
public,
each other.
I like public transportation.
Me too. You use the bus daily.
Daily. I like public schools. I was I went to public school.
I also went to a public school.
If I had to pay for, like, private school, I wouldn't have gone to school.
Really?
Well, yeah, we couldn't afford
That's
it.
That's true. There's always a public school available, though, right? No, I guess sometimes kids just can't go to school,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, they get homeschooled.
But legally, you have to go to school.
Yeah, you can get homeschooled. Yeah, your parents care enough.
That's true. Or not can. It's not necessarily that your parents care, but some parents can't. They have to work all day. There's no way they can homeschool.
Yeah.
Online school is increasingly becoming a thing if you have an internet connection and a computer.
Yeah.
Which, not it's 2016, but not everybody does. Especially not the internet.
I like
more people have computers,
I like public health care, which is a good thing.
Public health care is great.
Have.
We don't have enough of that. I would prefer some more of that.
Yeah.
Some more public health care.
I like public nudity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of that around here.
Mm-hmm.
One day a year. I think that toplessness is legal in Seattle. Mm.
I like
San Francisco. Full on nudity is legal, but
I don't
know about here.
I like public parks.
I enjoy a public park. I haven't been to one recently. No, that's not true. I walk through one every day on my way back to the bus stop.
Uh huh.
Denny Park.
What other public things are there? I just like the public.
There's public pools sometimes.
Yeah.
They're usually a little dodgy.
A little dodgy.
Maybe we could skip the public pools. I'm okay with that.
There's
bet.
A lot of pee in those
There's
pools.
There's public markets. I think that's what the thing over the market
says
is public
market.
Market.
You're allowed to go there. There's public houses.
Public housing. That's a thing.
No, but I mean
like
a
public
house.
Oh, you mean like
house,
a pub.
A public house.
I think that's a different thing.
It says public house on it.
I know, but I think that the definition of public really falls apart there.
That's where the public
I like
go.
Public roads.
Uh-huh. Those
like
are good to have.
To drive on or walk on.
So everybody doesn't have to
on.
Have their own road
yeah,
to get somewhere.
You know who would maintain them? Nobody.
You know what? I don't like the roads at all. I wish that there were no cars and everybody could just walk.
I don't wish that because then you would never leave the city you lived in. Mm-hmm. You'd
Why
never
you
leave the
to?
City you grew up in. Because there's interesting experiences outside of the place
you
grew
don't
up.
Know that. If there's no cars, you don't know that.
You do because someone's
All
gonna...
you know is that the tribe that lives in the next valley are assholes.
Oh,
and
are
you
they?
Think they should die.
And and your football team's going to mow them down next week.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. That's right.
How did the football team get over there?
Either walk.
Oh, damn.
Horses.
Yeah, okay.
You got horses. Yeah. Someone's going to figure out there's other people eventually,
yeah,
right? There's
going to
be horses,
them.
There's going to be canoes. Not everybody kills everybody.
Well,
so
around
people,
here
like,
they do.
Get along.
Like in America they do. If
oh,
they
yeah,
don't
well,
like other people that
sure.
are different, then
well,
they kill
I
them.
Well, I mean, I thought we were talking about a different place in a different time. And different people than Americans.
I like public restrooms.
I don't. They're gross usually.
It's better than pooping in the street.
It is mildly better than pooping in the street.
I mean, people do that anyway.
Remember that bathroom from Trainspotting?
Ooh.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
That's like the only part of the movie I can't watch.
It's unwatchable.
Yeah.
I can't watch a lot of that movie.
I love that movie.
I don't like that movie.
That's it, Swanee, I'm off the skag.
I don't even know what that means. None of that
right.
means anything.
You gotta sort it out. The
well,
sick boy method.
I know what that means. Because I've seen the movie.
Oh, it really worked for him, didn't it?
How bad is your Scottish accent? Or Irish?
He knows a lot.
What are you even trying to do
He knows
right
a
now?
Lot about Sean Connery. It's hardly a substitute.
It's a Scottish then.
That's
I don't think it's very good.
It's not. Scottish listeners.
Yeah, those listeners from Scotland. Let us know.
Hey there, boy. No fucking smick.
Wasn't there the day that we did all those accents? I think you did Scottish.
Did I?
You
Was
probably
it poor?
Did. Because neither one of us does accents very well.
Mm.
But you do them better somehow.
I
do.
I
don't
I just have fun with it because I'm not trying to be serious about
Listen,
it.
Listen, we all know that about you. All right, well, I think that's a week for us. That's a podcast.
It's been the whole week.
It's a podcast. Remember to enter our drawing.
Our drawing. Tweet at us at AHA Podcast.
Email us ahapodcast@gmail.com.
Check our Facebook page at Twitter.
Twitter. Just our Facebook page at twitter.com/AOL.
Keyword AHA Podcast.
geocities.com/AHA.
We have
angelfire.com.
We have Snapchat.
Was it angelfire.com or was it something else?
Angelfire. Angelfire.com/OK4/Olaf.
Okay, I think that went down.
No, it's still there.
Is it still there?
It should still
no,
be there.
No, I'm pretty sure they discontinued Angel Fire.
Hold on. I'm going to go look.
Okay. You were saying something else. I don't know. Probably some other way to contact
yeah,
us.
Check out my Twitch stream.
Oh, yeah. Adam has a Twitch
Matt
stream. Twitch.tv/MattOlaf.
Yeah, that seems like it would be it.
He's been streaming...
Stardew Valley a
Stardew
lot.
Valley and then some... Eternal Masters and
X-Mage. And some Shadows of Rinnestra.
Oh, Shadows.
I did a draft that had 4 crawling sensation. I was pretty excited about that.
We have 4 Sorins now, and it's getting gross.
Yeah.
Can we pull something other than a Soarin', please?
I got a Nahiri.
Did you?
Yeah.
But still four Soarin'.
I really wanted to pick the ongoing investigation, but I took the Nahiri instead because it's worth like $38.
Yeah. Well, you still went 2-1.
Yeah, I did. Okay. I got 3 packs and got a Soarin' out of the pack. The fourth Soarin', just out of packs.
I know. Yeah, it's not. We haven't even purchased any.
I haven't even tried to get Soarin'.
Those of you who don't know about Magic, these are hard to get cards, and we keep getting the same ones.
It's a 1 in 121 chance to get a specific mythic rare card.
And we've gotten four of this one, and none of a bunch of other ones.
Yeah. That's all. Okay, keep on tatering. My farm's named Tater Farm.
It is Tater Farm. Keep on tatering, folks.
Keep on tatering. Hold on, I gotta try this again.
Yeah, you do gotta try this again.
Don't care it.
Wear it, don't care it.
Don't. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.